Adam and Allison in the morning.
Talking about random stuff, it feels like you're there with them. Good morning.
Wake up with them every morning.
I wake up with them.
I love it because they can get away with more jokes in the morning than they would later in the day.
Y 101.
Happy Tuesday. It's Adam and Allison. Well, actually, it's just Allison today. Adam, it's his least favorite day of the week. It's Tuesday. It's the day after tax day as well. So he called out sick. No, I mean, I think he really is sick. I don't think he just said, oh, I don't feel like it today because it's a Tuesday. But how was your tax day? Did you get them done? Because I know I got mine done like a couple days earlier. And last night, in the middle of the night, I wake up and I'm like, wait a minute. Am I sure? Am I sure I did it all right? Did I get all the payments to all the right people? I had to open up my email because I got so stressed trying to remember. And I was like, man, you really can't win for losing. Like, you can't win no matter what. Even if you get your taxes done early, you're still stressing about it on tax day. I don't know. Maybe that was your experience. If you want to share anything with me, you can. 601-995-1017. The jackpot in the Y101 Secret Sound is up to $1,600. Your next chance is coming up in about like 15 minutes. It's going to be around six. Actually, it's less than that. It's like 10. No, like, I don't know. I can't do math. It's around 620. That's going to be your next chance to play the Y101 Secret Sound. And if we don't get a winner, then giving out a hint around 705. Make sure you're here. Download that Y101 app if you need to. And I've got some great news for you today. And I wish I would have seen this before I came into work today, because it's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. So if you're getting ready for work, and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to wear my PJs. Especially if you work from home, you could celebrate that every day. But I don't know. Let me know how it goes. If you roll into work today and your boss is like, did you forget something when you're wearing your PJs? It's like, no, it's wear your pajamas to work day. Allison said so. It's also National Eggs Benedict Day. So I guess you can have an Eggs Benedict in your PJs. I wish I would have seen that it's wear your pajamas to work day, because I'm here by myself. Adam's out sick. And like, what a perfect day to wear PJs. Anyways, your chance to win $1,600 coming up soon.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101. Can you identify the Y101 secret sound?
Somebody say, hey, we want some money.
The Y101 secret sound with another chance to win at least $1,000 now. Powered by Paul Mokonda.
$1,600 in the jackpot. Make sure your radio's turned up nice and loud so you can hear this sound. All right, caller 10 is going to get to take a guess next.
Can you identify the Y101 secret sound? Be caller 10 at 601-995-1017 for your chance to win at least $1,000 when you identify the Y101 secret sound now on Jackson's number one hit music station,
Y101. Good morning, bus driver June. How is your Tuesday so far?
I'm great. How are you?
It's good. I'm good. All right. So let's see. Did you hear yesterday's hint in the secret sound?
I did.
Okay. Did it help at all?
I don't know. I hope.
All right. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Let me play that sound for you one more time, and then we'll get your guess, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. What is that sound?
I think it's taking a piece of paper and putting in a paper shredder, and the paper shredder shredding it.
Okay, putting the piece of paper in the paper shredder, and then it's shredding it. Let's find out.
Your guess is... incorrect. Adding more money to the vault now.
Dang. Well, the good news is we've got another $25 in the jackpot, so you could play again at 8:20, and we're going to have another hint today at 7:05, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And next on the show, I want to get back to the conversation we had yesterday about procrastination. There were so many good Facebook comments. We just covered procrastination because yesterday was tax day. We're all a little guilty of procrastinating sometimes. That's next on Y101.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison. Apparently, most people spent more time worrying about their taxes than actually doing them. I think they said the average was 8 hours that people worried about doing taxes. And it's like, it's not even going to take you that long, most likely, to get your taxes done. So if that was you, if you put it off till the last second, you spent more time, maybe you stressed about it all weekend and you were like, I should do that. And then Monday rolled around and you finally did it. Then this conversation is for you, because we were like, what else do you procrastinate? Where it's not just taxes that we're procrastinating on. And I shared yesterday that I'm like really bad at trimming my nails. I wait till it'll be like a month later and then they're chipped, they're broken. I got one right now that keeps snagging on clothing. And it's like, I should deal with that. And every time that I deal with it, I think I'm going to get better at this. I'm going to, you know, file my nails every single day and then I won't have to deal with this anymore. And that has not happened. I felt so relieved, though, whenever Star Shauna commented on the Adam and Allison Facebook page. She says, doing my own acrylic fill-ins, I'm a nail tech. So that's what she procrastinates. And I get that, because anytime anything's been my job, like if I have to clean at work, I never feel like cleaning at home. But it still made me feel good that a nail tech has issues doing her nails as well. We got so many comments of people saying literally everything except the stuff that gives me joy or adulting. That's what they procrastinate on. Terrence procrastinates washing his car, which I get that. I don't think I've washed my car in like over a year. So I'm pretty guilty of that. Kelsey said on the Adam and Allison Facebook page that she's guilty of procrastinating cleaning out the toddler's room. There are so many toys and he wants to play while we're going through them. And it's just like, okay, buddy, you win. And I was really shocked by Katie's comment on the Adam and Allison Facebook page, because she said that she procrastinates on making phone calls. So I'm wondering what generation she's in, because I know millennials and Gen Z both have a little bit of phone anxiety. So I'm wondering if that's why she procrastinates. And then we got this call from Jesse yesterday about what he procrastinates on. Let's see.
So what do you procrastinate on, Jesse?
Every year I usually go on a beach vacation, and I know what to do. I'm like, man, I can show up ripped up. And I'm like, all right, 90 days. And I'm like, all right, 70 days, 60, 50. Then I'm like, oh, man, it's tomorrow. I forgot to work out.
So it's kind of like that, you know, it's like, oh, the diet starts Monday, and then you miss Monday, and you're like, all right, diet starts next Monday.
Oh, for sure. And I got a calendar right now. My daughter made it yesterday, put it on the wall. 70 days to a beach vacation. I'm like, well, I started last week doing good. I'm like, I'm going to keep it up this year 100%. I can do it when I stick to it, but I'm just like,
yeah.
I'd rather eat chocolate today.
I was just going to ask you, Jesse, what have you consumed so far today?
Nothing yet today, but last night we had breakfast for dinner. Ooh. And I invented this new pancake, egg, sausage, McGriddle biscuit.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It was about a foot high. It had every breakfast treat on it. And I said, well, I'm going to just make it all one sandwich and put syrup on it.
Oh, that sounds so good, Jesse.
That does sound really good. If you have anything to add on the procrastination conversation, you can on the Adam and Allison Facebook page. Just text FACE to 601-995-1017. We'll send you that link. And next, we got everything that everyone's going to be talking about at work today with What Matters to the Metro. $1,625 is in the Secret Sound jackpot. Your next chance to play is going to be around 8:20 this morning. And you're going to want to be here around 7:05, because I have a hint for you. Hopefully that'll help you get your hands on this cash. That's coming up again around 8:20. Now let's get into everything you're going to need to know for your day with What Matters to the Metro. So nationally, one person was killed and another 11 were injured in a mass shooting in New Orleans just before midnight on Sunday. The shooting was near a nightclub in the Warehouse District, and there was a performer there. It was 5 men and 6 women that were injured in the shooting, and the woman that was killed has been identified as a 24-year-old. From Harvey, Louisiana, the New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said yesterday afternoon that no arrests had been made connected to the shooting. Locally, there's been a little bit of beef between the city of Jackson and their leaders and Jackson Water. It started when there were some comments made from city leaders that Jackson Water wasn't collecting enough revenue to cover the city's solid waste expenses. Then last week, Jackson Water released a statement saying it was generated more than enough to cover the $850,000 a month needed to pay for Jackson's $61.3 million trash contract with Richard's Disposal. But Mayor Chokwi Antar-Lumumba said that might be the case, but even so, the funds don't cover the rest of the expenses in the solid waste division. Here's what he had to say.
Jackson Water wouldn't know what it takes to run our solid waste division. You can say that there's enough money to cover the contract if the contract was the only thing that we had to worry about.
Not going to lie, I'm going to be looking at Jackson Water's tweets later today. The white Ford Bronco that was used by O.J. Simpson in his infamous slow-speed chase in 1994 could be going up for sale. The owners, which include Simpson's ex-manager Michael Gilbert and two associates of Al Crawlings, had been planning to possibly sell it this year, even before O.J. died. So it looks like they're looking to sell it for around three quarters of $1 million, just in case you're interested. We've got more coming up next on Y101.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Something amazing. 7:10 on Y101. It's Adam and Allison, and we are getting into the Good Vibe Tribe story of the day. So if you didn't know, this week is National Work Zone Awareness Week, and MDOT is trying to make sure that they raise awareness over this. Michael Flood, who is the public information officer with MDOT, said the number of work zone-related crashes have increased across the nation. He said, quote, "This is a prime time of year where our maintenance efforts ramp up, construction season is underway, and we just take time every year to remind everyone that we don't want to add any other names to our worker memorial." He shared the importance of bringing awareness to this issue, saying, quote, "This is so important to MDOT because we want our workers to get home safely at the end of each day. It's also important to the drivers as well. Over 80% of work-related accidents happen to the driver themselves or their passengers. So just wanted to remind you for National Work Zone Awareness Week to be careful on the roads. And I know we all get a little frustrated with the construction and things like that. But again, those are people who are just trying to get in their day's work, get home to their families. So let's make sure we're extra safe on the roads today and every day. But now it's time for your good vibes. What's putting a smile on your face? I know Zach's already in for the Good Vibe Tribe, but you still got time. You can text or call 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Jackson's number one hit music station, Y101.
Time for the Good Vibe Tribe. Anything that is putting a smile on your face, we want to hear about it, because somebody might have had a really tough tax day yesterday. They're just not feeling it. Maybe it's somebody like Adam who's stuck at home sick right now, and they just need that extra smile. So my personal good vibe today is I'm really excited about this Saturday. I am going to go out to Kara's Dog Day of Summer event. They're going to have adoptable dogs out there. They're going to have like training demonstrations. It's going to be such a good time. And there's going to be like a pet contest. I think I'm going to get to be a judge. I'm very excited. I can't wait to see all the doggies if you want to come out too. I think admission is just a bag of dry food or a can of wet food. They prefer Purina, so just so you know. But that's my good vibe, thinking about all the puppies I'm going to get to see this weekend. Zach texted in that his good vibe is today, that is his 2-year dating anniversary with his girlfriend Brittany, and his birthday was Sunday, and he got to go see a Pittsburgh Penguins game yesterday as a last minute gift. They won. He says life is good. Gabby texted in that her good vibe is that she just woke up in a good mood. So I love that, Gabby. Sometimes we just wake up with a smile on our face. Haley just texted in, my good vibe is that I found 2 kittens and now they are part of our little family. Oh, she just sent a picture of Max and Ruby. They are so cute. Oh, what a good vibe. And I believe that we have Jerry on the phone right now. Let's see, Jerry. Do you have good vibes for us? What's your good vibe?
I think my pants are getting bigger.
Oh, have you been putting in some time at the gym or eating healthy or anything like that?
Man, I saw this TikTok trend. It's called a salad pocket diet.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No, I have not.
You buy one of those, whatever your favorite blend of salad lettuce is. I mean, if you're an iceberg guy, go ahead. And you keep a pocket full of lettuce in your pocket. And anytime you think about food, you just pull out a piece and you eat it.
This sounds hygienic.
Well, I mean, my wife, she washes my shorts, so they are clean. And I didn't want to, I wanted to see if it would work without me watching my weight, but apparently I've lost at least 33 pounds.
Well, that's good. Well, I don't know that I'm going to try the salad pocket diet, but I'm glad it's working for you, Jerry.
Well, if you do, don't do what I did the first time and try to put the vinaigrette in there.
Yeah, that sounds like a big mess. Well, that's it for... Oh, wait, no, we just got one more good vibe. 10 long months dealing with a home warranty and finally got a replacement refrigerator. Y101, Adam and Allison. So we're about to get into what matters to the Metro, but you are just moments away from your next chance to win the Y101 Secret Sound, the jackpot up to $1,625. And I will say, if you missed the hint today, it should be up on the Adam and Allison podcast later today. It won't be up yet because the show's not over, but maybe in like an hour or so, you could text POD to 601-995-1017. And I did just want to say that earlier I had said that I've been seeing Starbucks post all these things about how they're like, a spicy drink is coming. Spicy, but they weren't really giving a lot of information. I was getting frustrated because I want to know. Well, they just released the information like 10 minutes ago. It says sweet or heat meets sweet, introducing the new spicy lemonade refreshers, spicy dragon fruit, spicy pineapple, and spicy strawberry. They should be available for a limited time in the U.S. and Canada. I don't know if that means starting today or when that's going to start, but I am very excited. Now let's get into what matters to the Metro. So nationally, there is one person that was killed and another 11 that were injured in a mass shooting in New Orleans just before midnight on Sunday. The shooting was near a nightclub in Republic NOLA in the Warehouse District. There was a concert happening that night. 5 men, 6 women were injured in the shooting, and the woman that was killed has been identified as a 24-year-old of Harvey, Louisiana. The New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said yesterday afternoon that no arrests had been made in connection with the shooting. Locally, there's been a little bit of beef between Jackson City leaders and Jackson Water. This has been cracking me up. It kind of reminds me of like whenever Wendy's and Burger King get into beef and stuff like that. It started when comments were made that Jackson Water wasn't collecting enough revenue to cover the city's solid waste expenses. Then last week, Jackson Water released a statement saying it was generating more than enough to cover the $850,000 a month needed to cover Jackson's $61.3 million trash contract with Richards Disposal. Mayor Chokwe Antar-Lumumba said that might be the case, but even so, the funds don't cover the rest of the expenses in the solid waste division, which would include staffing, landfill fees, and the like. And in pop culture news, the white Ford Bronco that was used by O.J. Simpson in his infamous slow-speed chase in 1994 could be going up for sale. The owners, which include Simpson's ex-manager Michael Gilbert and two associates of Al Crowling's, had been planning on selling it even before O.J. died of cancer. The last offer they received was $750,000, and we have got your chance to play Secret Sound coming up in just minutes.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101. Can you identify the Y101 secret sound?
Hey, the Bills. Somebody say, hey, we want some money.
The Y101 secret sound with another chance to win at least $1,000 now. Powered by Palm Oconda.
All right. Hopefully you were able to hear the hint this morning at 7:05. The jackpot up to $1,625. All right. Turn your radio up nice and loud. Here is your sound. 601-995-1017. Caller 10 is going to get to take a guess and hopefully win the cash next.
Can you identify the Y101 secret sound? Be caller 10 at 601-995-1017 for your chance to win at least $1,000 when you identify the Y101 secret sound now on Jackson's number one hit music station, Y101.
It's Adam and Allison on Y101. Good morning, Jennifer. How is your morning going so far?
It's going all right so far.
Good. Do you have anything coming up today?
Just working.
Just working. What do you do for work?
I clean houses.
Oh, what's the weirdest thing you've ever found trying or cleaning somebody's house?
I don't know if I can actually say it without getting in trouble.
Oh, wow. It's that juicy. All right. Well, you are caller 10, so I'm going to play this sound for you one more time, and then we'll get your guess, okay?
All right.
What is making that sound?
Is it maybe opening a can of Pringles and eating them?
Ooh, that sounds yummy. Opening a can of Pringles and then eating them. Let's find out.
Your guess is... incorrect. Adding more money to the vault now.
Oh no, but we are adding $25 to the jackpot, and your next chance will be at 10:20, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
It's Adam and Allison on Y101, and earlier we covered this DM dilemma for kidless Carly. She has a friend who has kids, and usually they hang out at her place, but when they do, the friend brings the kids, and the kids have destroyed, like, valuable items. And Carly needed some advice. There were so many calls and texts that we didn't get to, so I want to do that here in two songs. Y101, Adam and Allison covered this DM dilemma earlier, but there were so many texts that we didn't get to, and I wanted to get some and some calls too. So kidless Carly, her friend, whenever she comes over, she brings her kids over and they end up wrecking her house. So we got a text that said meet at the park, that way the kids can play and they won't ruin anything and you can talk with your friend. Kat had a great idea. She said specifically invite her out for a girls night or girls night in with margaritas, making it clear that it's adults only. You could even let her know if she should have a sitter. And Jesse had some thoughts. What do you think?
Oh no, she can stay at home with them kids. I have a pool and our friends try to invite themselves all the time and I'm like, no, I'm not watching your kid. I bought a pool so I can relax, not so you can relax.
Now, would you maybe try to have like an adult swim party to where like the kids aren't coming but the adults can come and drink and have a good time?
I try to have some of those too. My kids will be going to church camp on July 4th. I'm going to be like, yep, all the adults are coming. No kids.
All right. Well, thanks for the advice, Jesse.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Love that advice from Jesse. And Mary had some thoughts, too. Let's say good morning to Mary.
Not much. I was calling about the DM dilemma and about the advice with a friend with no kids versus kids.
Yeah. What's your advice?
So I remember having my sister, before I had children, my sister-in-law would be like, you know, face-to-face conversation, so, like, listening to me, but I couldn't listen to her because I was like, she's not seeing what her kids are doing. But so I think when you're the mother, you learn to focus through it because you have to for survival.
Yes.
And the other person's like, you don't see what your kids are doing. So I would say to the friend to go to her and be like, I know that you're so busy with your kids and everything, and so when we get to be together, I kind of want to be able to, like, focus on each other and our friendship. And I get so distracted when your kids are there. So then it's like you want to be with her, and you're not blaming her for having kids, but then you get to be alone with her without her kids in your space.
Yeah. Oh, that makes total sense. Thank you so much for that advice, Mary.
Yeah, have a good one.
Y101, Jackson's number one hit music station and home of Adam and Allison in the morning.
Y101, have you seen the big news? Starbucks just announced today, which I'm a little frustrated with Starbucks because I do follow them on Instagram. In the past couple of days, it's been all these hints teasing like they're going to have spicy drinks, which I'm a spicy lover. I'm a Starbucks Starbucks lover, so it was exciting, but also irritating that it's like, where are the details? Well, they finally released them. They are going to have spicy lemonade refreshers. The flavors, spicy dragon fruit, spicy pineapple, and spicy strawberry. It just says available for a limited time in the U.S. and Canada. I don't know, does that start today? I may have to make a run to Starbucks. Y101, have you seen the big news? Starbucks just announced today, which I'm a little frustrated with Starbucks because I do follow them on Instagram. In the past couple of days, it's been all these hints teasing like they're going to have spicy drinks, which I'm a spicy lover. I'm a Starbucks lover. So it was exciting, but also irritating that it's like, where are the details? Well, they finally released them. They are going to have spicy lemonade refreshers. The flavors, spicy dragon fruit, spicy pineapple, and spicy strawberry. It just says available for a limited time in the U.S. and Canada. I don't know, does that start today? I may have to make a run to Starbucks. Y101, it is Adam and Allison. Yesterday was tax day. Hopefully you got your taxes done and you're not hearing this going, oh my gosh, I didn't file an extension or anything. Hopefully they're in. Or you got that extension filed and I think it's what, like October 15th or 17th or something that you have. You double check that paperwork. Don't trust me. But there was something that happened yesterday that caused mass panic for tax day and was really a reason that it's like, you shouldn't wait till the last minute. I'll tell you about it next. Tax day was yesterday. It's Adam and Allison on Y101, and H&R Block software crashed yesterday. Yep, about the worst timing ever. It crashed right as people were in the middle of that last minute filing. They said the glitch only affected customers who were using the downloaded version of their software. People who had the website were still able to file, but thousands of people had issues. The site Down Detector saw a huge spike in complaints starting Sunday night and then extended into yesterday afternoon. So that's a long time for that to be down while you're trying to do your taxes. They finally announced the issue was resolved around 3:45 Eastern, and the deadline to file was like at 11:59, so it didn't leave much time, but I guess they got it back up and people got their taxes filed. Hopefully, we got more coming up on Y101.